Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Join the growing crowd at Mid-Delta Online Auction. Download their app by searching Mid-Delta Auction to bid on tractors, trailers, heavy equipment, golf carts, and more. Download the app today or call Will Jeffcoat at 662-299-2414 for more details for the first Tuesday of every month auction in Greenwood.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, let's go. Friday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bob Getty, Dima Mixon, Kelly Sander. We're all in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Opening segment of our show every day, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Today is no different. Dickey's would be a great place to cater next weekend's Golden Eagle baseball weekend, or a great place to take your family for a good meal tonight. The food's always fresh and delicious, and we're always grateful to everything that Dickey's Barbecue does. All right, just a few hours away from the opening of the Sun Belt baseball season. Dima, it seems like it got here pretty quickly, and the Golden Eagles start out tonight with, certainly something I think they can handle, but they're going to have to play well to go up there and win the series at Arkansas State.
Yeah, absolutely. Arkansas State, of course, improved 13-5 currently right now. And, three lefties starting with one on the mound tonight that's really good. I think Southern Miss has seen all of these guys, so that's encouraging. And, it should be a really good series. And right now, I mean, if you're Southern Miss, of course you want to sweep most series you're in, but taking two out of three on the road is – fine. I mean, it's not going to hurt you. Now, if you want to, get into position to take the regular season championship, you want to get some of these road sweeps to get some back from the field. But it all starts tonight just getting one.
Oh, left-hander, no doubt, will be on the mound this weekend for the Golden Eagles is Cross Sively. He seems like he's been around forever, starting to challenge the Montenegro reign here. Talked to Cross Monday after, and he's a great kid and really is a workhorse in the bullpen. And here's how that conversation went. Okay, Cross Sively on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Cross, you're really one of the vets of the team here and certainly one of the vets of the pitching staff. You look at this baseball team, is this team different than some of the past ones you've played on? And if so, how?
There's differences and similarities, I think so. The culture, we've had a fantastic culture ever since I've been here, so that's pretty much the same. We've kind of just solidified it And you can have the same culture but make it your own because you only have this team once. Like, everybody on this team once a year. That's just kind of how we look at it. I just think there's both differences and similarities to it, which is good.
You're obviously the first guy they go to out of the bullpen most nights, and you just have this calm demeanor. They were talking about that during the tournament out in Texas, is how calm and – relaxed you always seem to be, never too high, never too low. Does that come with experience?
It definitely comes with experience, yes, sir. Anybody can learn how to really calm their emotions and calm their heart pressure and heartbeat and stuff like that. So it can be learned. Experience has a lot to do with it, but also I just know at the end of the day it's just a game, and I just go out there and do the best I can.
So when you're out there, what's going on in your mind? Are you thinking a lot to yourself, or are you just not thinking perhaps and just focused?
Yeah, I do not think a lot out there, I'll be honest. It's just kind of a hyper-focused thing. I mean, I'll just get the ball back from the catcher, get back up, listen to the call. I'll be like, okay, I'm going to execute that exactly how they want me to execute it. That's really it. I don't really think too much up there.
Coach is always talking about one game at a time. When you're on the mound, is it one pitch at a time?
Yes, sir. He does. I mean, he says one game at a time, but also we go by the one pitch at a time kind of mindset. As a pitcher or a hitter, both sides of the ball, that's really important for both of us.
All right, your senior year, you guys are in every top 10 poll. In fact, you were as high as sixth in this week's poll and the number one RPI in the country. Could you have imagined a better senior year?
No, it's going great so far, but we haven't accomplished anything yet. We gotta keep rolling and keep going one pitch at a time, like Coach Ross says.
All right, on a personal note, now it's a little unique. You're married to a softball player. Talk about that.
Well, we got married in December. she's great. I love her so much. I'm very blessed to have her in my life. The Lord's blessed us both. But I mean, they're playing when we're playing. It's usually they're away when we're home, and then we're away when they're home. So we don't really get to see each other play a lot, but we try to watch on ESPN a lot. They're doing good as a team this year, and she's doing good. So I'm very blessed.
All right, so when you guys are at home at night, are you talking baseball and softball, or is that just secondary and you're talking life?
We kind of talk sports, but at the same time, our life is sports. So it's like we're talking about life, but it's also sports. So it's all just jumbled in together.
All right, now were sports how you met? How did you meet this young lady?
We met in class, in one of my classes here. Mm-hmm. And I had her help me with a homework assignment, and that's just how it got rolling.
Now, you know, that's reminiscent of a story Brian Dozier told me. Brian Dozier met his wife. She was tutoring him. He said she was a really good student, and he was a good enough student to play baseball.
Yeah, that's funny. I didn't know that.
Yeah. How about you? You're obviously a good student. Both of you take your schoolwork very seriously, I'm sure.
Yes, sir, we do. We're both in our master's programs. For what we're trying to do right now. So we're kind of just feeling the adultness of everything right now.
Cross, I probably shouldn't bring this up, but every time I mention the word Omaha, people tell me to shut up. But you're a senior, and you're certainly on a team talented enough to accomplish that. Have you thought much about that, or do you try to block that out?
No, I mean, that's our goal, to get there and win it every year. So that should be in our minds and our mindset every day when we come out here to practice or when we go to play a game, come out of the locker room and, like Coach Ross says, have our hair on fire coming out here and being wild men, just trying to get every single win that we can. But, yeah, that's on the mind about every day. But I think it's fine to have it on the mind because, I mean, it's a dream. And, I mean, when you can make it come true, then that's awesome.
All right, final question, Cross. What's this long ride at Southern Miss meant to you? Because you've certainly become a huge part of the program.
Yes, sir. It's a lot. It's taken up a lot of my life. I'm very blessed to have been here 5 years and not have to go on anywhere else and not have to leave early or anything bad happen. It's awesome to be here. It's not really – I don't really look at it as me trying to build my own legacy here. It's more of I want us to just go as far as we possibly can, especially this last year because it's my last one. But, I mean, it's so great here. I love this team. It's the best ever.
And you met your wife because of this.
Right. Yes, sir. She did.
Best of luck to you, young man.
Thank you so much.
All right, Cross Sibley, one of the most humble kids you'll ever meet. And Kelly, you coached him when he was a really young kid. What is it about Cross Sibley that's made him such a successful collegiate baseball pitcher?
He says, you know, he said in your interview, Bob, that calm demeanor is learned through experience. But really, not. And he said what he said. But I mean, when I had him when he was 11 and 12, he was like that then. Mm-hmm. He just did not. Nothing bothered him. I mean, when he was pitching. If we were up 10 runs or down 10 runs, his demeanor was exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know, of course, that he would achieve to the level that he's achieved, but I knew back then it was going to serve him well because as a mm-hmm. pitcher, you do have to have nerves mm-hmm. of steel. The fact that he's left-handed, too, and a lot of people don't realize.
He's a gymnast, too.
Yeah, he has had a gymnastics background, and you can take a look at those legs he's got, you know, and know that, mm-hmm. that he's an overall great athlete. I was a little shocked. I didn't know that Southern Miss offered a master's degree in basket weaving, but if he's in his master's degree program.
I think he's pretty smart.
That story about him meeting his wife. That's the oldest trick in the book, the old homework routine.
Yeah, that's what I was literally thinking.
Brian Dutcher fell for it.
Yeah, well, the women are the ones falling for it, you know, but they're no dummies. Right?
That just took away any chance of him and his wife coming to join us in studio, by the way.
We're gonna arrange it a day that Kelly's not here.
Well, that's a lot of days, so that shouldn't be hard.
That should be hard. Did y'all pick up on one thing he said? It jumped out at me when he said it. He said, I always want to help the team, but when I have a bad day, I always remember it's just a game. And in that right, it is ultimately just a game.
That's a great mindset to have.
The players will acknowledge that before the fans will.
They'll acknowledge it real quick.
I mean, it ruins your weekend, Bob Getty, if something doesn't go.
But the thing is, they never lose.
No,
so
that's,
I have a good weekend.
Not so far.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood.
Nichols is coming.
Yes. Why do you keep reminding me of Nichols? Why do you keep bringing this nightmare up?
That was the last bad day you had.
That's a hell of a bad day, too.
Yeah. In fact, he's so...
I made the dog sleep outside that night.
He's going down there on Tuesday just to see it again.
I'm not going to... I got to believe they can do it four games in a row. I want to see it with my own eyes. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
We're glad you're with us on a Friday afternoon. Eagle Tire West sponsors this segment of the program. Matt Warren and his staff out there on Highway 98 West. Matt probably pitched tonight if he had some eligibility left. He was a good pitcher for the Golden Eagles, of course. Now they sell Goodyear products, and they do full service on autos and trucks. They've been family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire West, Goodyear Tires, full service. Big Southern Miss supporters. Also, a quick reminder, it's the weekend's here. Mo Bay Beignet would be a great place to stop, 2902 Hardy Street. Check out their Facebook page. They have delicious beignets. They cook them when you come to get them. And they have great coffees and other drinks that we know you'll like. It's always a cool place to hang out at Mo Bay Beignet. All right, Golden Eagles just a few hours away from opening conference play 2026, 15-2 on the season, going into Arkansas State, ranked 7th in the country. But statistically, Dima, a little closer than the rankings indicate.
It really is. I'm going to read you through these team comparisons. You ready for this? Batting average, Arkansas State, 271, Southern Miss, 274. OPS, Arkansas State, 852, Southern Miss, 865. Doubles, Arkansas State 41, Southern Miss 26. Home runs, Arkansas State 27, Southern Miss 25. Walks to strikeouts, Arkansas State's walked 76 times, struck out 156. Southern Miss has walked 92 times, struck out 133. Pitching stats, Arkansas State ERA 273, Southern Miss ERA 258. Whip, 1.10 for Arkansas State, 1.15 for Southern Miss. Arkansas State has struck out 141 batters and walked 50. Southern Miss has struck out 180 batters and walked 54. The team batting average against pitching, Arkansas State 216, Southern Miss 218. Almost identical stats other than the last one. Southern Miss's strength of schedule, number 2 in the country. Arkansas State's number 174.
There were two of those that really jumped out at me. Number one was the frequency that Southern Miss strikes out other teams' batters.
It's pretty incredible, isn't it?
And the walk to strikeout ratio, Arkansas State's about 2-1, but Southern Miss had like a 5-1, meaning they're putting the ball in play. They're not striking out a lot. And I don't think you can downplay at all what Dima was talking about, strength of schedule. Those numbers are indeed difficult, but when you're playing AAA team, just to put it into perspective so that you can map it out in your mind.
Well, do you want me to read off who Arkansas State has played on the weekend?
Yeah,
well,
do that. Let's hear it.
All right, so they started off with Stony Brook, who's 2-12. Then they hosted Eastern Illinois, who's 6-7, and then got Arkansas Pine Bluff, who's 5-12, and then almost got swept at Oral Roberts last weekend, who's 7-9.
So none of those teams.
None of those teams have a winning record.
Now, they played. That's on the weekends.
Yes, but on their midweeks, they did almost beat Ole Miss in Oxford, and they beat Arkansas in Fayetteville, and probably should have beaten them twice. They lost the second game 1-0, but then just whipped Louisiana Tech. Two straight games in Ruston. 10-2, 8-2. So their midweek, you know, has been pretty impressive. Now their you know, weekends just against just not good teams. I mean, if Southern Miss was playing those teams, they'd be 17-0 right now.
Right. Now, give that analogy. I thought that was interesting what you were about to say.
With
AAA and others.
Well, yeah, and when you look at that schedule, those are not major league teams. I mean, when we use that the AAA major league comparison, Southern Miss has played a major league schedule. Mm-hmm. And they've still come up with those kind of numbers, whereas you could argue that Arkansas State hasn't. They've put up those kind of numbers, but against AAA pitching, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So I don't, although it is makes for good conversation, I still just really like, we had this similar discussion, you remember when the Eagles went to Ruston.
Right.
And we thought that this was going to be, I think we all projected 2 out of 3 wins for Southern Miss, and they went in and took, you know, cleaned house and took names. I look for a similar sort of thing this weekend. I think those numbers, good conversation, but I think under the circumstances, they're deceptive. And I think Southern Miss is although Arkansas State is improved, make no mistake about that, because they are Nichols 2 or 3.0 with Silva being there, and Silva knows a lot about Southern Miss. But I think when you put the two together.
Yeah. What's the Silva guy's background, the coach up there?
Well, he was at Nichols. At, you know, he was an assistant with Coach Thibodeau down there for a long time. Of course, they named Thibodeau. That's where the town is, of course, but also the field. He was an assistant there for a long time and then was elevated. Certainly knows a lot about the area recruiting-wise. Was at Louisiana Tech. I think he spent some time at Louisiana Tech as well.
Yep.
So knew the area. And when they played a lot of – and then the Southland, as weak as it is in basketball and football, the Southland has had some pretty good success in baseball over the years, and part of it was the consistency of his program at Nichols State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And these Louisiana schools are always tough. Every athlete we ever talk to says that. We go down to Louisiana and we're referring to Nichols, so they were obviously very good. But he probably brings that tradition to Arkansas State, which I got to tell you guys, I know a little bit about Arkansas, having lived in the Delta a long time. That can't be easy to go up there and build a program in the shadow of the University of Arkansas, because it's Razorback fanatics everywhere.
Sure. But, recruiting for sure.
But they are making great upgrades in the facilities. I don't know when the Eagles played football there, you saw the football stadium is quite nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're doing the things that they can do to upgrade their programs and to put themselves on the baseball map. Silva was a great hire. It was a perfect hire. But when you're going back to the Sun Belt, to the Southland again, you know, Ron Maestri was at the University of New Orleans for a long time before he retired. And then Bobby Barbier, who is now at Southeastern, he was at Northwestern State and took the Demons to a regional up in Corvallis, Oregon. So as weak again as the Southland is in football and basketball, they've put together some pretty strong teams in baseball over the years.
Let me throw the scenario at you, Dima. The Golden Eagles go up. They beat Ole Miss Tuesday night. They win 2 out of 3. Against Arkansas State, I'm just guessing, you know, I'm just projecting this here. They move up in the polls?
I doubt it.
They don't go down in the polls.
No, they don't go down. The thing is, when you get into the moving up at the place where they're at right now, it's like, who are you going to move them ahead of, right? Like, that's, you know, the only reason they went up this last week is because LSU had such a bad weekend and Florida lost, you know, to High Point, and so they jumped those two teams and moved from 10 to 7. So, you know, you start to get into a scenario of, like, who are they really going to jump? Like, who are we really saying they're better than? Like, do we really think they're better than Texas or, you know, stuff like that. So, I don't know. It just really depends on what happens this weekend. And now that we're in conference play, a lot of those top teams aren't really going to budge regardless of what happens. For example, Mississippi State and Arkansas play this week, who are both, I believe, ahead of Southern Miss off the top of my head. Even if Arkansas wins 2 out of 3, I would be very surprised if Mississippi State really moves at all.
And the same thing with Ole Miss and Texas.
Yeah.
Even if you lose either of those teams, lose a game or two, it's really not because of the strength of those particular teams. You're not going to move a whole lot one way or the other.
Yeah.
And if you're ranked 30th or 25th or whatever, there's a lot more room for upward mobility.
Wow.
But right now, that's kind of a log jam at the top.
Right. So they got Arkansas ahead of them. Like, if Mississippi State goes up there and just sweeps Arkansas, and, you know, because Arkansas's lost some of these midweeks that have just kind of looked strange. So if, like, Mississippi State goes over there and just, like, kind of destroys them, I could see them as maybe moving to 6th. It's going to be hard to jump really past 6, I think.
What if Arkansas sweeps Mississippi State?
I mean, if that happens, Arkansas would move up, and I think State would probably move down 1 or 2 spots.
Yeah. Or Ole Miss takes 2 or 3 from Texas.
Well, I think in that scenario, Ole Miss will be in the top 25 for sure.
Well, sure, they should.
They're in the coaches' poll 25, but they're not in the D1 baseball poll 25.
So. It is interesting when you look at the Sun Belt, some of the teams that we thought were going to be there when the smoke clears at the end of the season, and still, obviously, a lot of baseball to play. We're just getting into conference play this weekend. You know, it looks like South Al is going to be stronger than maybe a lot of people thought. It looks like the Cajuns are going to be a little bit stronger than we thought. Conversely, the Trojans of Troy, who come into Hattiesburg next weekend, they're hurting for certain right now. So they might have been over-projected. And with the injuries that Coastal Carolina has faced, they are winning some ball games. But it's reasonable to assume they're not going to finish where people thought they were going to finish.
Yeah, and just to go around the league, just so we know who all is playing each other, Georgia Southern on the road at James Madison, Coastal Carolina on the road at Appalachian State, Georgia State on the road at Marshall, South Alabama on the road at Louisiana, so that should be an interesting series, Old Dominion on the road at Troy, and Texas State on the road at ULM, and then of course Southern Miss on the road at Arkansas State. So some interesting series there. Of course, all eyes currently are on, if you're a Southern Miss fan, are on Coastal and Louisiana, because I would say with how the league is shaped out as far as in the non-conference, those two are the really only teams that probably challenge Southern Miss for the regular season
title. I was about to bring that up. I think going into the season, I think you agree with me. It's Coastal, Louisiana, Southern Miss are your top three teams.
Well, and Troy.
And not in that order.
In Troy.
Well, Troy what?
Are you saying preseason or now?
No, now.
Oh, now, yeah. Coastal, Louisiana, and Southern Miss looked by far the best three teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, play Louisiana, but, again, we beat this dead horse. But for some unexplainable reason, Southern Miss and Coastal do not play.
Yeah.
What a joke.
But don't.
Which, credit Coastal, by the way. I mean, they lost their 2 starting pitchers, and they're starting to win.
They're still hanging in there.
Yeah, they're 10-6 and still in the top 25.
Kara Ritchie covers Arkansas State for the Ticket Radio Network. She's a host there. She's our guest next, and we'll get a view from Jonesboro about tonight's matchup. Stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, D-Bat sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. That's where former All-American Luke Reynolds manages that state-of-the-art facility down on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. State-of-the-art, really beautiful facility for baseball, softball, adult sport training. Got a great pro shop. Got a lot of camps coming up with it being spring and summer, so make sure you go to their website. Check them out, D-Bat. Really appreciate all that Luke and his staff does with the Eagle Hour. MCS Home Center reminds you that for home repair, remodeling, or construction, they have every supply you need, and even in your garden. They're located on Highway 98 West out in Bellevue, 7329 Highway 98 West, to be exact. Hank Lott, his family, some of our very favorite people, and we really appreciate all that the MCS Home Center does. Hey, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. That's where thousands of you find us every month on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or Alexa or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you. Kara Ritchie is our next guest. She is a radio host for the Ticket Radio Network up in northern Arkansas. And she covers Arkansas State baseball, so we couldn't think of a better person to bring on today's show and preview the series that's about to kick off. All right, Kara, let me ask you kind of a selfish question. You got a top 10 baseball team coming into Arkansas State for a weekend series to open conference play. I'm assuming that's got to be pretty exciting for Arkansas State and their fans.
Sure. This is going to be the highest ranked team that has visited Jonesboro since 2016. That was late in the season. That was a visit from Ole Miss. Now, just playing in the Sun Belt Conference, you know, a top 25 visit is nothing new. The final series of the regular season last year was against 20th ranked Troy. There's been teams in conference play that have came in as highly rated as second. That was the Ragin' Cajuns a little over a decade ago. So it's not something completely out of the ordinary to have a highly ranked team in Jonesboro. But when you're looking at one that is like this complete, when you're looking at the fact that it is the Sun Belt opener, there's just a lot of reasons that a lot of this fan base are very, very excited about this Southern Miss series.
You know, when you look at the starting rotation for Arkansas State, Kara, three lefties, which generally that's pretty rare to have three starting left-handed pitchers in your rotation. You know, a couple of transfers, of course, but really two guys, at least the first two guys, who's very familiar with the Arkansas State program.
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like I can go back 3 years ago, and I don't know if there were three lefties on the entire pitching staff, let alone on the weekend rotation. So this is a little bit of an anomaly. I'm kind of curious how many teams in all of college baseball have three lefties that they're putting out there. But all three of these guys are very, very experienced. They kind of walk the line between crafty lefty. They're not power arms, but they're not somebody I would think of as crafty lefties either. The guys who just kind of throw whatever up there and just hope you swing at it. They're not insane velocity guys, but everybody's going to get to 90. Everybody's going to be able to mix it up a little bit. But what this team does incredibly well is they don't make the mistakes in terms of putting a lot of extra guys on base. They've been very effective in terms of limiting walks. And so because of that, with these three guys, you've got guys that are always really good at setting a tone and being able to eat some innings before you have to turn it over to the bullpen.
I'm curious, you know, when you look at Arkansas State's stats, you know, they look impressive. But then you kind of look at the teams they've played. I wonder how much you think that will come into play with Southern Miss being one of the best teams definitely the best team on the weekend they've faced. You know, of course, they've gotten an Ole Miss and Arkansas matchup in there on the midweeks. But how much do you think that will come into play as far as the stats look good, but this is a whole other animal, and we're going to have to execute at probably our highest level to try to get some wins this weekend?
I mean, you guys don't have to sugarcoat it. This is the best team that A-State will have faced at this point in time of the season, and that's not trying to be, you know, derogatory to Ole Miss or Arkansas, who are both excellent squads as well. But
feel free to be derogatory toward Ole Miss.
Yeah, that doesn't bother us.
Yes, it doesn't bother us a bit. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you.
I get it. No, with this game, this is a measuring stick weekend, right? It really is, because you look at these stats, as you mentioned, where A-State is top 10 in ERA, where A-State has, you know, multiple shutouts. They're ranked in the top 10 in that. They're really good in some of these other pitching numbers, whip and walks allowed per nine and all of that stuff, but they haven't faced anybody like this.
Right.
And while I lean towards, you know, the pitching being a little bit more instrumental in Southern Miss's success thus far, it's not like there's a bunch of hacks up there in the lineup. This is going to be a really challenging series. And really after this one, while this certainly will not determine the A-State season, I mean, there's going to be 35 games after this. It's going to be a really good measuring stick to see where A-State is at in the pecking order in the Sun Belt. You don't have to go back very far, and A-State was clearly in the bottom tier of teams historically and year by year in terms of the Sun Belt pecking order. the goal the past couple of seasons has gotten to that middle tier. You go out and you win one or two against Southern Miss, you might be talking about skipping that middle tier entirely. Yeah. But huge measuring stick weekend because, yes, this is easily the best team that the Red Wolves have faced thus far.
One quick question. I'm just curious from a fan perspective. Does Arkansas State fans see, like, one win a success, or do they you know, want two wins? I mean, I'm just curious. Do they think one win is a success no matter what? I'm just curious.
You know, I was not on air today, and that was actually my poll question on my show yesterday. What would make you satisfied with the weekend right. series? And it was a really mixed bag of answers. You know, for some people, it was three competitive games. You know, you keep everything within one or two, and you'd be satisfied with that. Other people wanted to see at least one win. And this is the baseline for me, because I'm sure you guys have looked at the series history, and A-State is over forever against Southern Miss. So getting that zero out of the win column would be massive. But then for other people, you know, you're not playing just to show up. They want to go out and see a series win. So I'd love to be able to tell you that there was some kind of, like, consistent answer across the A-State fan base, but it is 100% just it depends on who you ask. But I do think a lot of people feel like this is one of the better teams from A-State that we've seen in years and years and years and years. So the opportunity is here to be able to get a win. So why not try and get a win or see a series win?
Kara, this is Coach Silva's second year. What aspect of the team has he taken from 0 to 60 the fastest? What area
the
has
pitching.
Pitching, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, and I know you've looked at the stats this year, but even going back to last year, if I recall correctly, A-State was a top three ERA in the Sun Belt last year. And you go back the year before that, and you're talking about numbers that start with six, numbers that start with seven, numbers that you do not want when you're talking about pitching numbers. So that was a huge thing right out of the gate. And that's a big hat tip to one of your guys, Cody Livingston, who pitched there for Southern Miss and is now A-State's pitching coach. Those guys came in, and that was the first big noticeable change that you saw, just drastically different pitching numbers. And that allowed A-State to be competitive last year, not, you know, big picture-wise, not threatening for a Sun Belt title, but more competitive and at least getting back to the Sun Belt tournament. They had a lot of games that pitching kept them in it. And then you get to this year, and now the offense has started to surge. But if you're talking about the biggest, most drastic positive change, and you're looking at, you know, something on the field and not mentality or anything like that, it's pitching 100%.
Kara, of course, Southern Miss has one of the biggest collegiate baseball fan bases in the country, I think 5,800 here Tuesday night when they played Ole Miss. What kind of atmosphere will the Golden Eagles walk into, and how well is Arkansas State drawing fans now that the program is improving so?
So A-State baseball is a work in progress as it pertains to the fan base and as it pertains to amenities. I do, however, expect a really great crowd this weekend. The Tom is a little bit small. It's a little bit dated. They have had some renovations last year where they finally installed turf, and there are some additional renovations that are on the way and a new player development center facility that's going to be on the way. But that's a really long way to say that right now this facility only holds about 1,200 people. It will be bursting at the seams this weekend. There was just a new all-time attendance record set a couple of weekends ago, and that was only a little bit north of 1,200 people. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be wildly disappointed if there's not at least 1,500 there coming up tonight, and perhaps even more so on Saturday when we've got, you know, a gorgeous forecast all weekend long. I do think the crowd will be what the Tom will make up lack in amenities, hopefully the crowd will make up for in vibes. I do think it will be an energetic group. There's a group of fans that hang out down the right field line that call themselves the right field rowdies. The baseball waters will be flowing in that section, so they will be very festive. So I do anticipate a fantastic atmosphere, even if it's not going to be as many people as the Golden Eagles are used to playing in front of at home.
Well, and the weather, real quickly, looks good. And the games, you guys do broadcast ESPN Plus as well, correct?
Correct. So yeah. Fans in Hattiesburg will be able to watch those all weekend long. The weather is almost perfect. It's going to be gorgeous tonight. It's going to be gorgeous tomorrow. I think tomorrow it's probably going to be about 70 at first pitch, which is amazing. There is a little bit of a chance of afternoon storm Sunday, so I'm not sure if that one gets bumped up any at all, but it should still be a pretty great weekend.
Carol, you're delightful, and we really do appreciate you coming on our radio show. Look forward to some great college baseball this weekend.
No doubt. Thank you so much, guys.
Carol Ritchie, everybody, radio host, Ticket Radio Network. You can tell she covers Arkansas State. She knows what she's talking about.
I like that term, baseball waters.
Yeah, USM fans have no idea what that means, right?
No, they don't drink alcohol. No, you know that, David. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, I want to thank Kara Ritchie from Ticket Radio Network. Really appreciate that insight. Really knowledgeable about A-State, as she called it, baseball. Also want to thank Cross Sibley. That was a delightful interview with that young guy. And a special kid there, Kelly. Yeah, I know you agree.
Yeah, he always has a smile on his face, yeah. No matter what.
All right, our good friends at Jewel Masters sponsored the last segment of our program. Quick reminder, that's where you need to go with your gold and your silver, your old coins, your old jewelry. Maybe they're not fashionable anymore. Maybe it's just something you're tired of and you want to turn it into cash. Nobody will give you more cash for your gold or your silver than the good folks at Jewel Masters. Nobody has done it as long as they have been doing it, and nobody is any more honest than Marty Vick. And he's an expert at evaluating and giving you top dollar for all your gold and all your silver. Also, Forest Health reminds you to take care of your favorite player. That should be you. Get an annual physical. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health will help you with expert medical care closer to home. Also want to thank our good friends at MCS Home Center for their sponsorship of our program. Genesis of Hattiesburg, and of course, the delicious client known as Mobay Beignet, and to remind you about our podcast, you can catch it as soon as the show's over in case you missed part of that today. All right, guys, news and notes.
Softball begins their conference play this weekend, not far from here, at 6 o'clock tonight. The Louisiana Raging Cajuns come to Hattiesburg to begin a 3-game set. First pitch tonight scheduled for 6 o'clock, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and then 1 o'clock on Sunday. Weather looks good, should be a great weekend. Kara kind of alluded to that. Should be nice here as well. So 3-game set, but 1 game each day. Now that we're in conference play, you know, a lot of these tournaments that the Eagles have been playing in, where they've been playing like 5 games a weekend, none of that anymore now, into conference play. So again, 6 o'clock tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock on Sunday, the Eagles against the Louisiana Raging Cajuns.
Yeah, I mean, and we talked about softball being having a much better record, right,
yeah,
going into conference play. And now that they've achieved that, I know they lost Wednesday night, but now that they've achieved a confidence-boosting record, you'd hope they would be able to, you know, what do you think is a realistic expectation, 500 in conference? A little higher?
I think a little higher, okay, than that. I mean, Kara Ritchie was just talking about how Arkansas State is using this particular series as a litmus test as to where Arkansas State could possibly be in the pecking order. And I think the Eagles are kind of in that situation. Louisiana isn't what it used to be, but they're right, still a formidable opponent. So I think if they can go in there and win a game, maybe two, I think that has to be really good news for them going forward.
Win the series would be big for them.
And again, they're really young.
Yeah, very young. I know one of the youngest teams that she's ever had.
It's a cliche that gets beaten to death, but they are. And for them to have already put up 16 wins, even though it, you know, wasn't a good game Wednesday night. But these are the ones that count now in conference. So good luck to them this weekend.
All right, men, as we've been talking throughout the hour on the road, how you guys see this thing breaking down, Kelly?
Again, I compare it to Louisiana Tech. I think Southern Miss sweeps Arkansas State this weekend?
You know, I've been hesitant to say that. I've been picking series wins, but I remember what Dima said a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to quit betting against them, and I think they sweep the series.
You know, Arkansas State with three lefties just concerns me a little bit, just with the way Southern Miss has been batting. But it's just – I just don't know if Arkansas State's going to be able to score. That's right. The thing. Like, right. This is going to be the absolute best pitching staff they've seen. And Southern Miss hasn't let Ole Miss get going. They haven't let Mississippi State really get going. I mean, Arkansas State's offensive numbers aren't really that impressive against not-so-great pitching. I expect even if Southern Miss, you know, doesn't score 8 runs a game, I mean, you would think that 4 or 5 runs per game, you would feel good about a sweep in that scenario.
And they've only lost 2 games, and they have not lost either game because of pitching.
And it's, Southern Miss, and it's only a 2-letter word, but if, right? If Arkansas State finds some success putting those left-handers on the mound, don't think for 1 minute that all the other teams in the Sun Belt aren't sitting here looking at this.
I don't think this team is quite as vulnerable as it has been to left-handed pitching in some past years.
Well, we'll see. I mean, Oz doesn't seem to think so.
Right.
We saw the opposite of that when Nichols came here. You know, they threw out that lefty in the middle of innings, and he kind of shut Southern Miss down. So,
and that's my point.
If they bring that up, how many times have you brought that up?
Well, I'm just saying, if we look at past precedent, they were able to hit that really good lefty at Oregon State pretty well. But
when she talked about none of them really being power crafty arms, they're pitchers, but they're not throwers, but they're not power arms either.
Well, that doesn't scare me though. What made me happy is when she said that they're not crafty lefties, because that has been Southern Miss's kryptonite when they just kind of throw junk and Southern Miss is just, you know, swinging at everything almost.
So I'm just saying, if Arkansas State has any kind of success with those left-handers this weekend, I think if you're Southern Miss, you better start circling the wagons, knowing you're going to face left-handers the rest of the way, because they can't. I don't think any other team in the Sun Belt can match up with Southern Miss in any other category. No. The only chance they have of beating Southern Miss in a series is finding some weakness and taking advantage of it.
Is it too cocky to think that, worst-case scenario, they win a game? No. Arkansas State.
No, I don't think that's too cocky at all. No. Yeah. Well, you have to be confident in your team. That's not being cocky. Right. That's just calling it what it is.
Right.
Yeah, and she said, look, don't sugarcoat it. You guys are good. This is the best team that they faced all year.
I liked her. She
included Ole Miss and Arkansas. Right. Yeah. So there you go.
We didn't warn her about not using those names, did we?
No.
That would be our fault.
We should have told her. There's a limit.
We hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. We thank you very much for listening to the show every day. Enjoy Southern Miss baseball over the weekend. Catch some softball as well. Both teams playing very well. Back Monday with Coach Oz. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.